couple of weeks ago, we just began to preach through the book of Hebrews. What have we learned so far? The very first week, we introduced the book. We know that, we think that Paul wrote it. If he did, it's different than any other book. Every other book, he identified himself right from the start. But that's not what happened here. And so Paul wrote it. We know primarily this book of Hebrews was written to Jews. Now, we can learn from any book of the Bible. We're to read every book of the Bible. But the very title itself, the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews, we know that the theme of this book, it's to remind every believer what we have in Christ. And for those who are not yet believers, Christ is better than anything you've got. That's what we saw 2 weeks ago. Then last week, we looked at some sobering warnings. And we won't re-preach that. Hebrews chapter 1, I'd like us tonight to begin by reading verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. We'll have a word of prayer, then see what God has for us. Let's begin reading out loud in verse number 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Let's pray. Again, Lord, what a privilege that we as your children could gather together. Lord, we're challenged by all these songs. And certainly, Lord, when we met you and trusted you as our Savior, there is joy unspeakable that comes from that. I thank you for each one that's here. I know that some of our folks are out of town. I know that others may be not well, still at home. Help us as we continue to look in this great book. Guide our thoughts tonight. May we rejoice in Jesus Christ. We ask in your name. Amen. You may be seated. Do you know that, say, preacher, what are we looking at today? Well, as much as the whole book of Hebrews is talking about the superiority of Christ, Christ is better than anyone. Christ is better than anything. What we're going to find in these opening verses here is we are going to find out why Christ is superior. I'm going to use this word credentials. Do you know if our government were to send somebody to another country that would represent our country in a different country, we would send some credentials along with that person that we sent. I think you understand that. I know that it's usual that when a person is sent on an important errand to people maybe that have never met that representative before, credentials are often given. Otherwise, somebody could make a claim that's a false claim. Somebody could insist on something that's only been made up. You've never heard of the name John Hay. John Hay, probably because he lived back in the 1800s. You haven't thought about him this week. John Hay was one of the most influential men in the United States back in the 1800s. His career started as a personal secretary for Abraham Lincoln. After Abraham Lincoln's day, became the Secretary of State under Theodore Roosevelt.